Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
My name is Nigel. That's Jason Hammer. How do you refer to this guy, Judge Mark Stoner, Indianapolis? How do you exactly refer to him as?
Well, I give a timestamp, like I'm about to. It's 5:06 p.m. on the 18th of April, and Judge Mark Stoner is the worst judge in the state of Indiana.
Ah, there you go. That's how you refer to it. Well, you're going to love this one. Judge Stoner finds mother not guilty in the death of her infant daughter after she admitted to smothering the child whilst high on meth.
So she told this to the police.
She admitted it.
She admitted it. But this was what Judge Stoner said in court yesterday.
Court accordingly enters judgment of not guilty, reluctantly. I do hope that you will take the opportunity to get the counseling that you need, to get the counseling for the children that you need, that you learn from this behavior, and hopefully the rest of the community learns from this behavior, that you cannot go out and party on the weekend and be with children.
So the judge...
What?!
Judge Mark Stoner said this woman did not commit a criminal act of neglect. Now, we're not even talking about murder here, right? She did not even get a guilty verdict on criminal act of neglect. And the judge said that the charges were not appropriate and didn't feel proper evidence was presented, even though she admitted to being high on meth and smothering the child.
And then what did he say at the end? The lesson we're all supposed to learn from this is you can't go out and party on the weekends and be with kids. That's the lesson?
I think most people pull it off just fine, Judge.
Wow. That is why you call him the worst judge in Indiana.
And on top of that, according to the interview she gave with the police, this woman killed her child, her baby, in front of the sibling, the three-year-old, the other daughter. And the three-year-old daughter corroborated the story and told police that she did it in front of her. Smothered her because the mom was tired of the baby crying and killed it. And not guilty was the verdict from the worst judge in the state of Indiana, Mark Stoner. Now, if you're wondering, if you're keeping score at home, if you've got your Mark Stoner bingo card, this is the same Mark Stoner that handed down that bullcrap sentence to Breanne Leith's killer, Elias Dorsey. And he's got a long history of bad decisions. We had FOP President Rick Snyder on our show a couple weeks ago. This was after the Dorsey decision.
This is the same judge, guys, who said the state of Indiana could not meet their burden to prove that the defendant in the killing of Lieutenant Aaron Allen from Southport Police Department knew that Lieutenant Allen was a police officer when he shot him 18 times as he was trying to help him in a car crash and then trying to crawl away as he was being riddled with bullets. He was in a uniform. He couldn't prove that this was an officer. This is the same judge that gave another lenient sentence to a suspect who shot at Indianapolis police officers. After getting out of prison on that crime, he subsequently went on to now be alleged to be the murderer of Officer Noah Chanavez. And now with this, our officers have said enough is enough, and that is why today we called for Judge Mark Stoner to step down from the bench.
And I'm seeing a lot more people, not just police officer families or families of victims, a lot of lawmakers starting to be concerned about what's happening with this rogue judge here in Marion County, Mark Stoner. We had on a Democrat in the state of Indiana recently who is working on some legislation to hold people like this accountable. Like, this should be the one thing that brings the Republicans and the Democrats together here in Indiana. We can fight about education. We can fight about how our money should be spent. But what's happening here is disgusting.
And there's several different groups affiliated with the FOP calling for this judge to step down. It's worth noting.